May I have your attention, please? Shabbat shalom, everyone. My name is Sunday Israel Breeze Hawkins. I'd like to say forever as a priest starting very soon. It's now time to start finding your seats for Sabbath services.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. My name is Son of Israel Abel Buffalo Bill Hawkins, and I'd like to serve you as a priest starting very soon. It's a privilege and honor to present to you the sons and daughters of Israel Abel now entering the sanctuary. I now present one of the sons of Israel Abel, the great Deacon Yeshurun.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. You may be seated. My title is Who is the Branch? Many people have claimed to be the branch or know who the branch is, saying it's the Messiah, Zerubbabel, or Yilia the prophet. But only through the house of Yahweh do we know this answer, and I'll prove it to you today. If you can turn over to Genesis 49, verse 1 and verse 10 through 11. And it's on page 43. And it says, Then Jacob called for his sons and said, Gather together so I may tell you what will befall you in these last days. Gather together and listen, you sons of Jacob. Then Jacob called for his sons and said, Gather together so I may tell you what will befall you in these days. Now, verse 10, it says, The scepter will not depart from Yahweh, nor a ruling staff lawgiver from between his feet, until he comes to whom tribute belongs, and the obedience of the nations is his. That means prophecies in these last days. If you can turn over to Zechariah 6, verse 12 through 13 on page 719. And it says, Speak to him and say, This is what Yahweh of hosts says. Behold the man whose name is the branch, for he will branch out from his place, and he will build the house of Yahweh. Yes, he will build the house of Yahweh. He will be a glory and will sit and rule on his throne. He will be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace will be between them both. If you could turn over to Zechariah 5, verse 9 through 11, page 719. And it says, Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, two women, the last two elders of the house of Yahweh, sent with commandment. The Spirit of Yahweh came to overspread them, and they were covered with the covering of saints, and they exalted, magnified, and exalted the ephah, the standard of perfection set by Yahweh's law, separating the way of the Lord from the way of Yahweh. Then I said to the Malik who was speaking with me, Where are they, the two witnesses going with the ephah? And he said to me to build the house of Yahweh according to the standard of perfection set by Yahweh's laws in a Babylonish land. Babylonish land, which does not yet exist, and it will be established at that time when the two witnesses are called out to their work as the established place, the habitation of Yahweh, the house of Yahweh. We can turn over to Isaiah 2, verse 2, page 531. Isaiah 2, verse 2. And it says, it will come to pass in the last days that the man promotion of the house of Yahweh will be established in the chief of the nations and will be a waste above all congregations, and all nations will eventually flow to it. If you could turn over to Micaiah 4 verse 1 on page 705. And it says, when the last days it will come to pass that the man promotion of the house of Yahweh will be established in the chief of the nations, it will be raised above all congregations, and all peoples will eventually flow to it. Now, if you could turn over to Isaiah 2 verse 3. And it says, and many people... What's on page 531, and many people will go and say, come and let us go to the mount of Yahweh, to the house of the father of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will depart his paths from the law. We will depart from Zion, and the word of Yahweh will depart from Jerusalem. In the 13th book of Yeshua, part 2, chapter 21, verse 97, it says, so you may love Yahweh. You've got to do all of this in order to love Yahweh. So you may love Yahweh, your father, by listening to him. That's what you're doing now. You're listening to him through the last day's witness, the branch in linen, holding up both hands to Yahweh on that 12:7. His right, he raised up his right and his left hand and vowed. Do you remember when the branch did this? Please turn to Daniel 12, verse 7. On page 684. And it says, then I heard the man clothed in linen which is the branch, who on that future day is teaching, when he held up his right hand and his left hand toward heaven and vowed by him who lives forever, that I will be for a times and a half, when Yahweh will have accomplished pouring out his power through his holy people, all these things will be finished. Can you play my video?
It will be for a time and times and the divided time when Yahweh will have accomplished pouring out his power through his holy people, all these things will be finished. Praise Yahweh.
Who did you see do this?
Pastor. Israel Hawkins.
Praise Yahweh. And then obeying him, hold fast to him, for he is your life. Romans 6:16, I quoted that one, so there's no use in turning to that one. The 10th book of Israel, part 2, chapter 14, verse 105 says, it'll come to pass in the last days, it'll come to pass in the last days. Genesis 4:9 was speaking of the last days. Genesis 4:9 verse 1 and verse 10 says, Yahshua is tying his donkey coats to the choice, or the chosen branch. Who is the chosen branch? His name is Yeshua, as well see in the very next sermon. His name is in the same prophecies. You just overlooked it. Praise Yahweh. So, as you can see, the branch is spoken of in prophecy by name. The name Yahshua. overlooked for a while, usual Hawkins. And if you all please stand, I'd like to turn it over to
son of Yishol Abel, Deacon Rabbi Shalom Hawkins. Pastor Shalom, everyone, you may be seated. May the peace of God be with each and every one of you. Now, today we're going to be talking about something that's very important to having the mark of Yahweh and not having the mark of the beast. That's confession. And confession helps us to get rid of the sins that we commit, on a daily basis. Because when we confess our sins and we repent of them, we're able to come back into connection with Yahweh. Because whenever we sin, we cut ourselves off. Like if you remember in Isaiah, let's turn over to Isaiah 59. Isaiah 59, it's on page 567. Isaiah 59, let's look at verse 1. It says, "Behold, Yahweh's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your own iniquities have separated you from your father, and your own sins have caused you to hide his face from you, so he will not listen." Okay? So we are cut off from Yahweh, wherever we sin. Until we repent, confess our sins, and then we convert to the keeping of Yahweh's laws. And this is actually a law that we have to do this. It's positive law number 73. And it says, "We must confess our sins to Yahweh and repent for them and be converted to the keeping of Yahweh's laws." And it's numbers 5, 6 through 7. And it says, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, when a man or woman commits any wrong common to mankind or being unfaithful to Yahweh, that person is guilty. He must confess the sin that he has committed." Okay, remember that. He must confess the sin that he has committed. Okay? Now, so remember, sin cuts us off from Yahweh. So we confess that sin, we are put back in connection with Yahweh. And without confessing our sins, that we're cut off from Yahweh, so we don't have His protection. And until we repent and confess our sins, and then we come back in contact with Him. Now, in the 13th book of Yisro, part 1, if you look at chapter 5, verse 34, it says, "Well, here in Romans 6:16, he says, 'Do you not know that to whom you yield yourselves as servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey? Whether of sin, sin is the breaking of Yahweh's laws, which leads to death.'" It also leads, this is Romans 6:16, it also leads, notice, to destruction. "It cuts you off from Yahweh's Israel, the land of Israel, the 12 tribes, and following Korah," or the Korahites, if you're familiar with them, "they rose up against Moshe." We know they rose up against Moshe, they rebelled, and that cut them off from Yahweh. And we know what occurred to them. And in the 10th book of Yisro, part 2, chapter 18, verse 29, it says, "But believe all that the prophets have spoken. Don't believe what the Pope, what he tells you to break the laws. First Yochanan, or John 3:7-8, speaks of that man when it says, 'Don't be deceived. He who practices the laws of Yahweh is righteous. He who doesn't practice the law of Yahweh, each Sabbath you belong to Satan.'" That's what he said. "You cut yourself off from Yahweh." Isaiah 59:1-2 says, "Your sins cut you off from Yahweh." And the only way to break that barrier between you and Yahweh that sin brings is to repent. Like Acts 3:19 says, "Repent, be converted, and stop breaking the laws of Yahweh." And remember, let's turn over to Acts 3:19. It says, "Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, and that times of refreshing may come from the presence of Yahweh." Okay? So, remember, we must be converted to Yahweh's way. Now, breaking any of Yahweh's laws brings curses, and curses that can mean death. But since we have Yahshua as the Passover lamb or the atonement sacrifice for our sins, for all that will do what Acts 3:19 says of repenting, the people of the world, they're not going to confess their sins right now because they're comfortable in their sins, until they're called out. But we need to repent and confess our sins. That way we can come back in contact with Yahweh. Since we have Yahshua, we're now able to confess, repent, and convert to the keeping of Yahweh's laws. And we don't have to sacrifice a lamb because he is the Passover lamb. But when we sin, the consequence is death. If you turn over to Romans 6, verse 20, says, "For when you were servants to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. But then, what benefit did you get from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end result of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin, you will become servants to Yahweh, and you reap the benefit you reap leads to holiness. The end result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahweh is eternal life through Yahshua, Messiah, our Savior." Okay. Now, so sin brings death, simply put. It brings death. Now, in the Yishlak, it says, in the first book of Yishlak, chapter 18, verse 25, it says, "It was in the plan, the judgments of Yahweh, the kingdom of heaven, to actually allow mankind to go his way and suffer the consequences of that way. You cannot break a law of Yahweh without bringing a curse, whether it's hatred, bitterness, or ill health. Breaking any law brings a curse, any and every law. You may think you got away with it, but you did not. It will curse you from now on unless it's wiped out of your life through confession, repentance, and conversion away from it. Sometimes it can take years to get away from the curses we bring on us in one day's time or one hour's time." In the third book of Yishol, chapter 20, verse 86 and 87, it says, this is what the priests are doing to each one of you. This is their job. The reconciliation, reconciling you, as I said we did yesterday. Then the next thing to do is forgive you. That's the power that Yahweh has given his priests in these last days. They had it then and they have it now. It's written in heaven that you have been forgiven of your sins, and you're back in contact with Yahweh. You're reconciled to Yahweh. It says in verse 87, he says, you've gone through everything. The reconciliation that Yahweh says you must go through, which is confession, repentance, remorsefulness, and getting rid of that pride. You confess your sins by saying, "Here's the law I broke. Here's how I did it." The priest hears your confession, and he starts a period of counseling for reconciliation. Or he sees that you're already there. And he says, "I'll forgive you of your trespasses and ask Yahweh to do the same." Okay? So you can't receive Yahweh's protection if you're cut off from him, as we read in Isaiah 59, 1 through 2. And Yahweh's that protection comes through obedience to the 613 laws of Yahweh. Now Yahweh tells us that if we confess our sins, we can return back to him. If you look over to Leviticus, Leviticus 26, it's on page 106, Leviticus 26, verse 40. It says, "If they'll confess their sins and the sins of their fathers in their unfaithfulness, which they were unfaithful to me, and which they have walked contrary to me, which made me walk contrary towards them." Look at verse 42, it says, "Now remember my covenant with Jacob, and the covenant with Isaac, and the covenant with Abraham, and I'll remember the land." And it goes on to talk about, the blessings of keeping the laws of Yahweh. And let's look over to Proverbs 28. This is a scripture that we all need to remember. Proverbs 28, it's on page 514. Proverbs 28, verse 13, it says, "He who conceals his sins will not be blessed, but he who confesses and forsakes them will have mercy." Okay, so he who conceals it, they won't get that reward. But he who confesses them and forsakes them, they'll have that mercy. They'll be able to come back in connection with Yahweh. Now, the Apostle Shaul in 1 Timothy 6, page 936, he talks about it also. Verse 11, it's on page 936, 1 Timothy 6, verse 11. He says, "But you, O man of Yahweh, flee from these things and pursue righteousness, holiness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the righteous fight of the faith. Lay hold on eternal life, for to this you are also called, and have confessed the righteous confession in the sight of many witnesses." And he goes on to talk about how Yahshua, takes on our sins. He talks about how Yahshua is that Passover lamb, and he takes on our sins later on. Let's look over to 1 Yochanan. 1 Yochanan 1. Let's look at verse 5. It says, This is the message in which we have heard from him, that I declare to you, Yahweh is light, and in him there is no darkness, evil, falsehood, or deception at all. If we say we have fellowship in him, but walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we say we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Yahshua Messiah, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Okay, it says, if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and the law is not in us. In chapter 2, if you look at chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "My little children, I write these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Yahshua Messiah, the righteous. He is the atonement for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world." Okay, so when we confess, the men, we'd put on our tallits, if you're baptized, we'd go to the priest, pray to Yahweh, and ask him to forgive us of our sins. We tell the priest what we've done, and then they take our sins to Yahweh and ask him to forgive us of them. We're forgiven for our sins. So remember, when we confess our sins here at the house of Yahweh, we show that we have the mark of Yahweh, not the mark of the beast. And Yahweh is ready to forgive our sins when we confess, truly repent, and convert to the keeping of Yahweh's laws. And remember, when we sin, we cut ourselves off from Yahweh. But when we confess, we're able to get Yahweh's protection back. We're back in connection with him. And with that, if you could all please stand. I'd like to turn it over to the next speaker, Greg Conilia.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may all be seated. Of course, in today's news, the world continues to slip, and disease is pretty much everywhere, all four corners of this world, as they say. The Zika virus, which is what the news is now saying, it's not just spreading, they're saying it's exploding. And of course, this Zika virus is very dangerous, especially for women who are pregnant. That's the virus that actually causes the baby's heads and the brains to be undersized drastically, leading to brain damage and a lot of problems for the infant being born. Now, they're actually recommending to people, keep this in mind with population control, it's very interesting. They're telling those in the Caribbean and South American, recommending women do not have babies until 2018. So that's a suggestion I'm sure everyone would adhere to. But they're recommending this. Now, there's already 36 people affected here in the United States in 11 different states, including the District of Columbia. So it's spreading, and of course, they're saying through mosquitoes. And remember, if you've ever had a mosquito on your arm and you ever smack it, you ever seen what occurs? You see blood? Do you know whose blood it is? Is it yours or the person before? Don't really know, right? Well, keep in mind about these diseases spreading and where the safety is from. And then we're going to take a look at Flint, Michigan. Remember, we just reported it was about a month ago where a doctor told a woman that her son, if he had lead poisoning, he'll just be a little slow. It's okay, you know, that's fine. Well, now the whole city is in uproar about this lead poisoning and many, many children there. The water is horrible. It's horrific. And this isn't a problem just from the last month or two. This has been going on for years. And now it's not just Flint, Michigan. The city of New Orleans is now saying that they themselves have lead pipes and they're seeing lead in their water. But it's very interesting to listen to the director of the water supply. He says it's the customer's problem to get the lead out. It's his job to get it to the pipes. And you got to look, the man's under a lot of stress. He has to get fecal matter and everything else out of the water before he can send it out. So once he sends it out, then the lead pipes, he's saying it's not his problem. That's the problem of those drinking the water. Once again, what you have are cities with poor infrastructure and no money to actually fix it. And then moving on to California, they're under a state of emergency due to natural gas leaks, where they ran gas lines, they didn't put backup shutoff valves, and the shutoff valves are now deteriorating, so now the gas is leaking. It's coming up to the surface and many people getting sick due to natural gas leaking. Once again, these are things, it's poor infrastructure and not being thought through very carefully. And then we move on to the Oregon standoff that's been taking place for the last few weeks, where one of the people who were standing off against the government being shot and killed. And it's really amazing what they'll show on the news today, where they'll actually show a man shot and killed like it's nothing. And you'll actually see that. So I want to remind you, be mindful of it. You're going to actually see it. And it seems as though it's a minor thing, but you're actually watching a man get his life taken. You're actually seeing the world go the way of Cain. Now, of course, neither one of them are right in what they're doing, whether they're standing against the government or the government itself. They're not following Yahweh. They're not following the way to peace. And the end thereof is death. No matter what you do, it will always be death unless you follow Yahweh. And then moving on to France. Of course, France just declared they've been under a state of emergency since the Paris attacks. Now they're under a state of economic emergency. Their businesses, their money is not flowing, but there is someone who's going to rush in and help their boost their economy. And we'll get to that later on in the news. But watch how they're under a state of emergency, economic-wise, and then watch very carefully who's coming to pump billions of dollars into the France economy. And of course, France has also said, due to this peace effort taking place in Israel, that if Israel fails to recognize Palestine and see this peace effort through, France is another country, one of many, that is jumping on board saying they're going to recognize Palestine as a state anyway. Whether Israel does or not, France is saying that they will. And then, of course, you have the 1% compared to the 99%. We're speaking about wealth here. Think about this. They just reintroduced this information. 62 people, the 62 richest people in the world, has more money than everyone else combined. 62 people. Now, if you think they're not preparing for end times, one of the biggest things taking place right now are lavish bunkers for people to go to for nuclear war. And it's the richest people that are getting them, not the poor, but the rich. Remember, North Korea recently just tested a hydrogen bomb, is what they're claiming, a hydrogen bomb that could be attached to a missile that would reach the United States, and that's all claims by North Korea. Listen carefully, because they're saying America doesn't know for sure what North Korea has and what North Korea don't have. But the interesting thing is when they close off, the American government says, we didn't see this coming. Even the test, we didn't see this coming. And then Obama is being interviewed by Jerry Seinfeld. Now, he's a comedian, but he asked President Obama a very serious question, and he asked him, how many world leaders are crazy? Pay attention to what President Obama says. It's probably the most honest statement he's made since he's been president, and I'm not calling him a liar. I just think he's very sincerely honest with this. And then Chicago. Remember, Chicago is an ongoing problem. No one's in disbelief about the murder rate taking place there. Everyone recognizes there's severe problems. The first 5 days in Chicago alone, there were 10 murders and 47 shootings. What's going on in that city, and not just that city, but all around the United States, all around the world, is breaking down. It's severely breaking down. It's not getting better. And then if you remember, just a few weeks ago, Pastor talked about if you send your children to public schools, you're preparing them for war. You're training them for war. Well, in Germany, they're openly telling everyone, we want your children to come to school so we can prepare them for war. We need more soldiers. And they openly tell everyone this. So these are things that is just backing up what Pastor has said all along, that this is what you're training your children for if you do these things. And then it's very interesting, they're having a meeting of 26 of the Secretary of Defense. So that's 26 countries, their head men that represent their military. They're all meeting to come up with a new plan to fight, as they say, ISIL or ISIS. And that meeting is due to take place in Paris, of course, so they can figure out what it is that they would like to do. Well, in the meantime, while that's taking place, there is a country that kind of did it under the radar. Russia wasn't aware of it. Syria, who it's their country, Syria wasn't aware of it. But they just realized that the United States has built an airbase in Syria. Now, of course, this is without permission, but it's only for the safekeeping of the people, I'm sure. But they've done it without asking permission. Of course, remember Russia. They have their military base set up there, and they're there under the instruction with approval of the Syrian government. Remember, all of these things are being done are classified as acts of war to go into a country and occupy it like that. Saudi Arabia also continually buying more arms. And remember the threats taking place between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Saudi Arabia controlling the oil supply. Your cheap gas is due to Saudi Arabia still pumping out the oil to kind of take others off the market. Saudi Arabia makes oil at $2 a barrel. Russia, it takes $30 a barrel for them to make oil. America, with the shale gas, it takes a little more. So by keeping oil low, they're the ones that are selling the oil. But keep in mind, Iran just had their sanctions lifted in the last 2 weeks. The sanctions were lifted. Remember the sanctions that were put on Iran. And remember when it took place. In 2006, July of 2006, the first sanction was passed to sanction Iran from selling petroleum chemical, gas, or oil. They were sanctioned so they couldn't do so in 2006. In 2007, they had more sanctions put upon them. Well, 10 years later, these sanctions are being lifted. And where else would you go to get your sanctions lifted? Well, of course, he went to see the Pope this last week. He went and met with the Pope. Now, you may be thinking, well, he met with the Pope, sanctions were already lifted. Keep in mind how this worked out. Federica Mogherini, remember, a lady who replaced Tony Blair for the EU, she was trained in Rome. She's a citizen of Rome. She was born in Rome. She knows what she's doing. She was trained by the Catholic Church. She headed all of these negotiations, and she's the one that reads that they have been lifted and removed. And of course, there's guidelines to that, but the very first thing that was done is Iran has signed multi-billion-dollar contracts with Italy and France to pump money back into their economy through the sale of the oil. So keep all of these things in mind as we play the news. The greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael Abel Hawkins.
Praise the Lord!
Thank you, thank you. Praise Yahweh. Come on now, come on, come on. That's the way. Oh, really? Praise Yahweh. You may be seated. May the peace and joy of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Peace and joy, something the world is not having, something that you have to get from the house of Yahweh. From the house. Can't get it any other place. All begins with Isaiah 58. If you're not familiar with that, you need to be. Isaiah 58. Keeping Yahweh's Sabbath at his house. Keeping his appointments at his house. Seek that first. Then everything else is going to be added in just a few months now. Just a few short months. Oh, let me see. I got to show you this. The men, the women can kind of do theirs on their, with this in their mind, I guess. I hope you can see that color. It's, now this is the same color that was shown to us in the Aurora by Yahweh this this year. And this is a handkerchief that if you fold it just right, it's supposed to stick up in your shirt pocket about something like that right there. And it's a little offset from the tie. So that is for your feast that you can start getting your dress for this this feast. And that'll be the only change now that that we want all the men to have. You can wear your gold suits with that. It goes, looks really sharp. looks really holy too. Really holy. We're getting a huge listening audience. And in fact, it's almost unbelievable the way they're coming on to read the articles that's being put out. I hope everyone here is proofreading those and showing the proof to Yahweh that you read them. that's the main thing, is to prove to Yahweh that you're reading them. This Pope is not... We're still at the top, by the way, as you can see. And nothing else below us but some stuff that has to do with Bible prophecy that I'll bring out later. Like UN troops accused of raping. Yeah, boy. Refugees come for help, you know, and they get everything but help. That's not the case here at the house of Yahweh. And of course, that's what we're here for, is to help. And that's what we're training for, is to do it peacefully, to help peacefully one another. We're receiving emails from refugees that are praising what they're seeing in the house of Yahweh and these articles and so forth, and wanting to come here, and hopefully you'll be seeing some of this feast, maybe in abundance. Israel Hawkins proposes plan to educate children in peace instead of war in new post this week. Now, that was just came out yesterday, and it's already up to 143,375 that's read it already. And praise Yahweh. Now, the one last week that was low and had some people worried about it, Yisrael Hawkins says he will expose the ultimate prophetic showdown taking place now. That is gone over 248,000 already. And then the one before that, stop one thing and you will stop spreading the STDs, says Yisrael Hawkins, a news article. These newspapers, some of them have several million. Here's one that has several million listeners. But the ones that are reading these news articles are now going online every week now to read the latest news articles and the prophetic word. And it's sent to their own personal website or whatever they call it. so they can get it. They can get it just by opening their own computer. They don't even have to go looking for the news anymore. And it's going to be there sent to them at their request, of course. The world is getting in terrible shape, as you've seen, as you could see on this, the news that just came out. And they have no cures. Everything they have, the drugs they have that hide the symptoms, and they kill off a few of the bacteria or the viruses that's causing the breakdown in your body. Well, science knows now, as we've been telling them for about 40 years, they know that they're only killing the ones that's exposed. The ones that's behind the trees, they're not killing. And they're finding out that these things hide inside cells. They have their own communities that they set up inside the bodies. And, of course, when they give the drugs for AIDS, the AIDS symptoms disappear for a while, and then here it comes back again just a short time later. So, but now they're understanding. You know, I remember about 40 years ago, no, it's longer than that. I think it was in the 40s. I found out about it in the 50s when I was working in the State Board of Health Laboratories. That they, some pharmaceutical companies, wanting to make money, of course, they started this phage program, and the biological phage program, the microscopic phage program, that they were trying to find a antibiotic that would actually enter into the hiding places, because we knew that these STDs were hiding in the body, even at that time. Syphilis was one was dealing with back then. Of course, now they're saying, now get this, from that time of syphilis back in the 50s, from that time till now, they say there is more, that is, the World Health Organization and their scientists who are testing, running tests daily with much government expense. They're testing to try to find cures that the pharmaceuticals can use to make money, of course. That's what it's all about. But from that time till now, they're saying that the viruses outnumber the stars in heaven. They outnumber the sands in the sea, of the seaside. you know, there's no way to keep up with them. And from one virus, you send the army in to kill it. The ones that hide from the army, they set up housekeeping. They rape and mutate like you're seeing the UN soldiers do right now. From people that are coming to them for help. And the women are protesting, so are the young men protesting, that they're being raped and their money being stolen from them, what little they have that they came with. Boy, it's a sick world, but it's getting sicker every day. Alzheimer's can be transmitted from one person to another now. New evidence suggests study supports a hypothesis that seeds of brain disease can be passed on during surgery. It makes no difference what you're being operated on. You know, it can be passed to the brain in surgery. And of course, they have proof for this now. This should prompt a critical reevaluation of the decontamination procedure for surgery instruments. Now, they think maybe they could just clean up the instruments, but once it's, you know, this was something else that was put out 50 years ago in Prevention Magazine, showing that once the surgeon's knife hits anywhere around the cancer cells start spreading throughout the body. Well, now this is being passed on now through other ways, through urine and feces and so forth that's going into water, drinking water, which eventually gets into the food. And they've got tests now of it actually getting into the food and being passed on to the general public. Not everybody will get it, but it's certainly increasing. They're increasing the chances of it daily. It has supported by the discovery of new evidence, the controversial theory that the seeds of Alzheimer's disease may have been transmitted between patients during surgical procedures involving the use of donated human tissue. You know, that's, much of that is coming from the baby parts that are being marketed that had it when they were born and got it from their parents. The baby parts that they're using are, you know, you can see from the babies that are being born now, you can see what you're getting, what they're putting in these people when they murdered the babies. And they've got so many babies now with autism disease, they don't know how to handle it. The mothers are saying it takes full time for me to handle this child now. She's 29 years old, but she's still a child. Or he's 29 years old, but he's still a child and has to have continual care. You have to watch him every minute. Well, the millions of people now that's got these children, you know, they're crying out for help like Germany did with Hitler's breeding program that started the same thing many years ago. And of course, what he did was breed a cesspool full of idiots that their bodies was deformed with blonde hair and blue eyes, and that's as deep as he could see into it. But they're filled with diseases. And then they started trying to butcher Jews and test Jews to see what medicines they could use on them that they called Jews. They were Sabbath keepers that the Catholic Church was wanting to get rid of. And they used them in many ways and found a lot of the drugs that's being used today were attributed to that time period when Hitler had people using live, the so-called Jews being used as live guinea pigs. If you just think of this world, brethren, we're living in and how sick it is, and you want to be a part of it by letting your lust grow wild, or fulfilling a stupid lust that only lasts a few seconds, your life is going to be over with in a short time now, and you really, really need to start redeeming that time. Start studying. Start studying. The newsletters, I don't think you could catch up with me now if you started trying to read now. You might read the latest ones, and then if you have a minute or two, go back and read one before that. But I'm writing as many hours as I possibly can. I can't keep up with it. There's more problems than I can write about or show the problems, so the solving of these problems. But we are showing the solving of these problems and how to do it, and that's our job right now. And in every 3 weeks, I think I write two newsletters, sometimes more than that, news articles. Even in the invitation this month, I got to the feast. It'll be next month, February, I believe. You really need to read that letter, the invitation to the feast, even if you're here. Living here, you need to read that letter. You need to come to services every Sabbath and keep your appointment with Yahweh every Sabbath. You miss a Sabbath and Yahweh is out hunting you. And Where you been? Well, I was out here sinning. I was ashamed to come to services. I think that's what he said, wasn't it? Scientists have found a link between patients who received nerve tissue grafts, and this is going on big time, several decades ago, and the presence of a protein in the brain that is normally seen in the early stages of Alzheimer's disease. The study supports finding, published last September, suggesting that people who had been injected with human growth hormones when they were children were harboring the same seeds of Alzheimer's disease at the time of their death several decades later. So you can see it, and they've proven that it lives in the body. And, of course, they're talking about starting this phage program again, which will amount to nothing, you know. You get in. They're talking about something that'll go into maybe a lymph node. How many lymph nodes do you have? You know, can it get into all of them? And if one is hidden in something besides the lymph node, can it get into it? You know, you've got to start thinking. These things are, they have so many places to hide. There's no way to get something that was in to use something bigger, a lung. If it goes into a lung, it don't always go into a heart because you have protective barriers there that trap it and hold it. So and the brain, you know, but it always gets to the brain. And that's where people start breaking down and they can't think sensibly and they do stupid cockeyed things that they shouldn't. The mad cow disease, which is now known to have been transmitted during the operation involving nerve tissue taken from human cadavers. Yeah, they're putting them babies inside food, too, from what I understand. It's a bad thing what's going on, but this is, they asked Barack Obama how many idiots there was in leaders of the world, and he said he thought about 70%, and he wasn't joking. 70% mentally ill in the political realm. Of course, trained and guided by the religion that sits on seven hills that calls herself the divining serpent. That's where it all came from, right there. That's where it came from with our fathers, the Karaites, the Levites, who once was the aeronautic priesthood. And, of course, it come down. They started calling themselves Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and Herodians. Then they moved to Rome and called themselves Catholics, and that's where they've been ever since. Catholic means universal, means they worship all the gods. That's the same things that Coptic Catholics came from. That's what started in Egypt. They were sent down to study the religion of their forefathers, the Coptic Catholics, and they brought it back with them and didn't want to give it up as Yahweh told them to do. You may be eating an animal cannibal from the factory farm. There have been major concerns about the overuse and overexposure to antibiotics that are leading to super bugs that cannot be killed by any existing antibiotic. Now that's a fact. It can't be killed by any existing antibiotic. December the 29th, 2015, Factory Farm Cannibalism and Raising Antibiotic Use Threats to Human Health. The meat that we eat, including beef, pork, poultry, are being fed animal parts in their feed. The resulting, now remember, that they're also finding baby tissues, human tissues, in some of this also. The resulting diseases have included mad cow disease, swine flu, bird flu, Mark 1, the most virulent microbe yet identified, has been found in China. The microbe is not killed by the most powerful class of antibiotics. It has been identified in meat and humans in China. In 2004, nearly 10% of the entire swine population in the U.S. was wiped out by the procine epidemic diarrhea virus, a highly lethal virus traced back to pig's blood used in piglet feed. They take the blood that Yahweh says to pour out on the ground and cover it up, and they put it in the pig feed. Put it in the pig feed. Then they take the leftover pig feed scraps and they put it in the cow feed that they're using in the feed yards, where they do everything they can to make that body of that cow put on weight real fast, to put the biggest amount of marble in the meat, which they say is best. Some farmers are now feeding the intestines from baby pigs that died from the disease to their breeding hogs. Yet another cannibal strategy that may produce adverse results. Researchers recently discovered a mutated gene. Now, this is what we've been telling them for years. These things, anytime you have a virus anywhere, and they say there's trillions, there's more than the sands of the sea and so forth now, viruses. That virus rapes. It does that. It attacks. It's like a mad dog, and it attacks everything, but not to kill, but to rape. And of course, they can rape anything in any cell in your body, and that cell will carry it, will carry that seed to other places in your body. This is a complex mechanism. Your body is very complex. But sooner or later, it's going to start coming out, either in some place in your body, some organ, your eyes or your brain or some so forth. But this mutated gene is a result of rape, just like you have when in the jail houses, the prisoner houses, where they kept the women who were raped every night. When they turn their soldiers in on them, well, of course, they're wanting to do that with refugees now, you know, but it will get worse than what it is now. Researchers recently discovered a mutated gene in China meat. It's here in the United States also. And human patients that makes bacteria resistant to all last resort class of antibiotics. The identical gene has also been found in Denmark, suggesting global spread has begun. There's no hope for the world at present. I need to hold some of these till next week. I wanted to cover this one. Now I've got men working on this already, men and women, But this character, I'll try to keep from mispronouncing his name. Leonardo DiCaprio. And Pope Francis meet to discuss climate change goals. When I saw this on the news, I remembered I actually went to see this Titanic because I wanted to see what the big deal was, why the Titanic went down. Well, course, is like the college I went to when I went there to learn about prophecy, and I thought they had the answers. They didn't show anything about the Titanic. They showed a love affair between this movie star and a young betrothed woman. And this took up the whole show, this lust, making it look like it was great. But also they ran down. They spent the show running down a man of an extended family. And she was betrothed to him. And they made out like he was a mean old sucker. And I don't know if anyone else caught that or not, but this was the whole show. And the sneaking around behind the backs of everyone and finally getting caught, of course. And then the Titanic finally went down and they're all running for their lives, feared to die. That was what that show represented. And I wondered, why are they bringing forth this evil and trying to make it look great? Fornication, lust. And Yeshua said, we've got to fight this lust and fornication. And he said, even if you think about it in your mind, you've committed it already in your heart. If you think about it, you've broken your vows to Yahweh already. Will there be any renewing you at all to repentance? There should be. You know, there should be. But have you got time and will you? Yahweh says it's hard to do. Well, this man now is involved. That right there was a scheme to bring forth fornication. And if you will study the records, you will find out that right after the Titanic, fornication increased by leaps and bounds, and so did the diseases. And now the diseases are so humongous, there's no way to even count them from that time till this, just from the time of that show till this time. There's been other things that the Catholic Church has brought forth. But the Catholic Church was with this man, that's with his parents before him. He put forth a painting, took the Pope a painting of his dad owned, and he hung it over his crib, and made out like the Garden of Eden was a whorehouse. And that's what's in the painting. If you see the painting, you'll see what I mean. But he hung it over this boy's crib. I think the boy has the third eye, too. And I won't go to any trouble explaining that to you if you don't know, but it includes rape, sodomy, but at a certain age. And I think this boy had it, and he's being used by the Catholic Church now as a god, a TV god, a Hollywood god, to bring forth sin to the world. Now, what are they going to do now? He's going to promote this this scare of we got to depopulate the earth. So, do they have another movie coming out? If so, I want to see it because I want to explain what they're doing. It's our job. That's our job to expose them. Yes. That's our job right now. The tag number, I want to speak on that. I've got other people working on that too. We haven't covered it nearly yet. That tag, that the registration that Yahweh insisted that I get. I don't know if that was made clear or not, if you understood it, but we sent off the application with the money. We never did get the registration. That we waited for it, and finally the registration ran out that was on the car. We called them. The great deacon Stefania Ratosky Hawkins called them, and they told him they didn't get it. I mean, they sent it to us, but we didn't get it. But they said they mailed it on a certain date, and I said, well, we didn't get it. So he said, well, what do we do now? And they said, well, you can buy another one. So he went ahead and bought another one for me. They sent it. They said, we'll send it to you. You'll get it the next day or so. Well, I think it was the next day that it came. And we got it. And the next day, that was on a Thursday or Friday. No, Thursday. I just put it in the car, and Stefania put it in his car somewhere down the line, because he didn't put it on until Sunday, Sabbath evening after sundown. Well, when they sent this, the day after, that was on Thursday, Friday they sent me a letter, and they said, don't put that tag on your car. That's not your registration. Send that back. That's not yours. Now, this is coming from Jones County and the courthouse at Jones County. And I said, man, what's going on down there? Do you know? And he said, I don't know. They can't figure it out either. But they sent this letter saying, don't put that registration on your car. They sent an envelope saying, we're sending you another registration. And you put this old registration in another envelope and you send it back to us immediately. Well, of course, we took pictures of it because I got suspicious on the night he was putting this tag on my car. I looked at that tag number and I said, I wonder if that means something. You know, I said, it's almost like Yahweh wanted me to get this thing somewhere or another. So I ran and got my concordance and looked, and I couldn't believe my eyes. You know, the things that are on that tag number, and both the letters, which you heard the Kohana bring out, and on the numbers, I don't know if anyone brought the numbers out yet, but they brought a bunch more out that had to do with it. But also on the 2016 tag, yeah, I've never seen this before, but they had two watercolor marks on it, one on each side, and it's a distinguishing mark that will keep them from forging a license plate. And I didn't know they was doing that. I knew they forged dollar bills and things like that, but people actually forge license plates, so they put this watercolor on there that's hard to duplicate. If you've seen this, it looks like two seats. One on each side of that tag. You've got to see it. But what this represented, this was G. George, M. Mary, K. King, 1,074. And I saw the 74 and I said, that's one of the numbers in my lot. That was the stone that Yahweh gave to me and said, this is your lot with three numbers in it. I think they were 17, 28, 74. And of course, this 74 is one of them. In that number, in that registration number, they found the words Yisrael. They found the words Jacob. They found the word Abilene and Abel. They found the word Yahweh and Yahshua. All of this is in that tag number, 2016. But there's some other stuff in it that also shows destruction. Destruction. And of course, 2016, destruction, bad destruction. In the little bit that we've worked on this actor's name along with the Pope, in the little bit that I saw, and then I turned it over to others to work on. But in his name is destruction. And of course, he has something to do and always has with the Catholic Church, with the Vatican. He and his family before him. But it shows a great destruction. The 1,000 in Hebrew means whiteness, and this ought to bring to your mind all these scriptures about the white robes given. Let's turn over to Revelations, the second chapter, Revelations 2, and look at verse 17. Revelations 2 and verse 17. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the called out one. That Spirit, that's, you remember Yeshua said that's the laws of Yahweh. Yochanan 6, 62. He who has an ear, let him hear. Let him hear. Well, where do you go to hear? Now, stay with me here. There's a lot said in this verse right here. Yeshua said, seek first the kingdom and its righteousness. Seek first Yahweh's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. You have but a short time for seeking, and if you waste that time, you won't be hearing this for much longer. But he says, hear. Blessed are those, he said, he who hears, he who has an ear, let him hear. Let him come to the house of Yahweh and hear what the priest says, what the called out ones, the one sent, says. That's what he's saying to you right there. Let him hear. That invitation is open for anyone to come and hear. This is what Yeshua, this is the prophecy that was given to Yeshua, as you see in chapter 1, by Yahweh, and he inspired Yochanan to write this word for word. Now you think about a job this would be, especially the way they wrote back then, and yet this tedious work that he did with Yochanan while he was in prison, where they didn't even want to give him a pen or a paper to write with. And he bought a pencil and paper, bought a notebook and pens. In fact, he bought a set of four. I think it was a joke when they brought him the notebook and wouldn't let him have a pen to write with. A prisoner sneaked a pen underneath the door. Don't guess he snuck it. He threw it under there. The next morning, John got caught with the pen. Yochanan got caught with the pen. And the jailer says, where did that come from? So I could tell immediately he knew and was watching everything that went on in my cell. You think of what Yochanan went through. He was in prison, and we don't have a record of his death, but he wrote this book under inspiration. Yeshua wasn't sitting there in front of him, but he inspired him to do it, word for word. And Yochanan got it right. They changed it, of course. The divining serpent changed it, took the true names out, changed it around, changed some of the scriptures to make them difficult where you couldn't understand the prophecies. The most of it we've got straightened out now. In the times of persecution, big persecution. But we've got it done because Yahweh sees to it that the gates of hell are losing out. The gates of heaven are prevailing. The hidden manna is coming down in front of their eyes and they can't see it. He who has an ear, anyone who can hear, let him hear what the laws, what Yahweh's laws, Yahweh's righteousness says to the called out ones of the house of Yahweh. They changed that, of course. They didn't put house of Yahweh in the King James Version. It was later that Yahweh revealed that. Later that he brought back the book of Yahweh, which they also took and hid for 1,500 years. Yahweh allowed them now to do this. Remember that. Keep in mind, nothing is done that Yahweh doesn't allow. The reason he allowed it is to show them what a mess is going to get into. A mess? I just read you a bunch of it right here. If you can't see it, over the where the viruses outnumber the sand, the grains of sand on the ocean, they outnumber the raindrops that fall. Evil is totally outnumbering everything that is righteous. But we are gaining ground. They are losing ground. We've started a disturbance, is what we've started. We've started people to questioning. Did you know that tag number actually shows that? That we've actually started the people to questioning what has been taught to them. And they're doing it. And many people are fleeing the churches now. They're fleeing the religions. The Roman Catholic Church, you know, when Iran, for instance, Iran used to be Roman Catholic. Yes. The Muslims started gaining ground because they were teaching some righteousness. And the people saw this and they understood and said, well, this is righteousness. So they started falling away from the Catholic Church. But now there's some leaders in Iran that is now speaking to the Vatican, making plans with the Vatican. There's also, I've got people working on this too, that will hopefully be ready for next week or the week after next to present this and the Iranian leader and his what he's doing with the Vatican right now and what the secrets are. Their secrets are that Yahweh reveals in the numbers of all of this. But just like the tag number shows, this tag number of 2016, we're causing quite an uproar among the religions right now. And of course, when the House of Yahweh was first built in Abilene, Texas, before it was built there, we had services in the first mobile sanctuary, and then it moved from there to a permanent sanctuary on TNP Lane. And we outgrew that quickly, and then we started building onto this building, the place that Yahweh had that it seems like some of my parents owned before we came here that I didn't even know about. But that's what it seems like right now. But we built a small sanctuary here that hold about 2,000, I think, and we're up to about 10,000 now. The size with theater style. Of course, we got tables here now, but theater style, we could seat a lot more than that. But we're growing, and not so much right here at this time, but they know the numbers out there, and they can tell how many people's heads are turning and saying, this is the truth. We have a deacon and a deaconess here in the house right now that told me years ago that the people at the community just south of us, the men were saying secretly, we need to listen to this man. This man is bringing forth the truth. But they continued to go to their churches because they were afraid. They didn't want their church members to turn against them. So they feared that. And like Yeshua said, they worshiped him in secret. Many worshiped him in secret, but they would not come out openly because they didn't want to die. They didn't want to give up their life for this. It didn't mean that much to them, but they could see that Yeshua was telling the truth. And he is today. That He who has an ear, let him hear what the laws of Yahweh, that Spirit, if you look over, hold your place right there and turn over to Yochanan 6, Yochanan 6, page 822. And get this in your mind, because this is not Casper the friendly ghost here that's prowling around. Yes, there are demons out there, but this is not one of them. The Spirit of Yahweh is given right here, and it's given through words, and it comes from heaven. And he who accepts this Spirit comes from heaven. You may have been born on earth, but in a little while it's going to change you, and everything that's within you, comes from heaven, from Yahweh. And you will be reborn into the Yahweh family. The Spirit that gives life. It is the Spirit that gives life. The Spirit that gives life. You see that? It is the Spirit that gives life. Well, what is the Spirit? The flesh is worthless. It's useless. The law that I speak to you, they are Spirit and they are life everlasting. We'll go back to now Revelations 2. Revelations 2 and verse 17 again. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit, that is the laws of Yahweh, what the laws of Yahweh says to the called out one. What does it say? Don't steal, don't commit adultery, don't mistreat these people that come here. If you have a job in the house of Yahweh, treat your brothers and sisters kindly. You know, this is one of the things that Barack Obama was talking about. When a person receives office, that office, the power of that office goes to their head. And they start treating and looking down on others like they're above them. They're more important than they are. This is a very foolish thing to do. It doesn't bring the goal that you're seeking after at all. If you're expecting to win a friend, you will never put yourself in a position higher than they are. You'll talk to them face to face. That's what Satan did. She says, I'm going to rise above all of you. All of you, I'm going to be the most important thing in the universe. Yes, remember that? Isaiah 14. You got a position in the house, be kind and thoughtful and helpful and concerning about your brothers and sisters. Use that office wisely. You got that? All of you that are wanting jobs in the house, wanting to be teachers, teach yourselves. How do you feel when somebody rises above you and starts talking down to you? How do you feel like that? Yeah, that's right. You don't even like the person anymore. Yeshua never did that. Did you ever see him? Did you ever find in any of his scriptures where he did that? No, he was upbuilding all the time. He wanted to help. He is concerned with your problem. Tell me your problem. I'll solve it for you. That's what his job was. That's what your job is. It makes no difference if you're hauling people to work or helping them work. If you're teaching them, teach them with the attitude, here's how I learned it. Don't make some of my mistakes. I see you doing some things here that I did, and it caused me a lot of trouble. Let me show you the right way to do it. Keep that in mind. This is what Yeshua did. Don't bring the world. We're not going to bring a world like we got now. Right now, our purpose is to steer people in the direction of this Spirit right here. The Spirit of Yahweh, the laws of Yahweh, they do not teach. And if you'll look, the apostles taught on this subject too. He says, you won't find this in the Spirit of Yahweh. You won't find fornication, adultery, hatefulness. It's love, mercy, truth, and so forth. To him who overcomes what I just got through telling you. That's part of it. Learning to tolerate your brothers and sisters, but learning to make them want to tolerate you is even more important than that. Praise Yahweh. I will give to he who overcomes now, he who takes this seriously, what I'm saying right here. If you got an ear and you're listening to what I'm telling you here in the house of Yahweh, you're here, you got it partly made. But doing it, hearing my words and doing them is what you need to do. Not just hearing them. To him who overcomes will I give to eat the hidden mannas. Yes, then you'll always understand it. But if you refuse, you won't get this manna anymore. And you'll wonder, why did I come here? Oh, this is a miserable place. The place that you loved so much when you came here, and then you start letting the world interfere and lust interfere and so forth, and then you start a hate that's building in your mind. Can you overcome it? Why are you so angry, Cain? That's exactly what Yahweh said when he started falling away. He didn't appear in services, even. He stopped coming to services. He started watching this thing over his head, that's pinned over his crib, he said. of a whorehouse going on and saying, oh, that's Yahweh. That's Yahweh's doing there. That's what we need to practice. Well, that's what the scheming Vatican is putting forth in your mind with the Titanic show and with all the other shows. And we'll give him a white robe, him who overcomes, I'll give him to fully absorb, to fully grow from this hidden manna that will change your body in 30 days or 60 days or 90 days. Or is it in some of us 40 years? But we did it, didn't we? We're better than we was yesterday, right? And we'll give him a white stone. Give him a white stone. A sentence of acquittal that was in that tag number. That tag that Yahweh insisted that I get. The license plate that goes on the back of my car, it's actually in that white stone with the numbers in it too. Can that be by accident? That was on the third try of getting a registration to go on my car. How many times do you have to try to get a registration? And the one they wanted back, as the Kohana brought out, it belonged to Pope Francis and had his name in it. Was that a coincidence? Acquittal, a sentence of acquittal is what that actually means there. And in the stone, a restored name, Yahweh, Yahweh written, where would you find that? And who put that back in the book of Yahweh? Yahweh written. We are famous right now in heaven and earth for putting out this book here called the Book of Yahweh. Yahweh written. That's our name now. Oh, that's them people that's got that Book of Yahweh. They put out the Book of Yahweh. 1987. That number means something too. You should look at it. It means it's restored. The Book of Yahweh restored. 1987. Yahweh written, which no one acknowledges except he who understands. He who listens and hears and has an ear. Only those will acknowledge this. Acknowledge the Book of Yahweh. The rest of them, you say, I used to tell them when I was a smart aleck. I say, when they'd ask me that or mispronounce the name, and I'd tell them, you really need to learn that name because you're going to stand before him one of these days in a white throne judgment. They got kind of nervous and they'd hit the wrong keys on the cash register and things like this, you know. I don't talk that way to people anymore. I'm getting more humble all the time. See, understand. Well, Yeshua said, I have overcome the world. He says, you can overcome. I have nothing in common with the princes of darkness anymore. The dividing serpent, he said, I have nothing in common with them. That's what we're saying right now. We don't have anything in common with this world anymore. Everything out there is sick, evil, and it's all a trickery. It's all trickery, showed in the cities, you know, with the drinking water. And this was in the news. It's all trickery. It's done underhanded, deceitfulness. This is what you're seeing in the world today. Why is Yahweh showing that to us? You know, surely you can see why he's showing you and how he's showing you that you're different than the world is. Yes, we eat organic food the way Yahweh made it in the Garden of Eden. The mess that he drove out, you know, was people who wanted that. If you look at Yochanan 8, this is what Yeshua said about this divining serpent while they were still in Israel. And this is not something that we can't prove. It's proven throughout the Holy Scripture. They hide everything to keep you from knowing where they came from. And they make up all kinds of mythology and put it out to you, hoping you will fall for it. But you can see the history of this group of people that sits on seven hills. They bring forth abominations, and they're shown throughout the Holy Scripture. It's the same religion that we're bringing down. We're causing a commotion that's bringing down these religions. No, the Muslims is not the house of Yahweh. They worship ISIS too. They keep a few of Yahweh's laws, some of Yahweh's holiness, and of course there's schemes to take them out. As Malachi Martin said in his book, The Keys of This Blood and Then the Windswept House, and where they show the worship of Satan and so forth. And then there's one more book after that we're going to show you here very soon, but keep your mind on this right now. In chapter 8 of Yochanan, and look at verse 44. He says, you are of your teacher, who is Satan the devil. Speaking of the Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and Herodians. If you have to go back earlier to see that. The Yadim in verse 31. Then Yeshua said to the Yadim who believed on him, if you continue in my doctrine, and then they said, well, we're Abraham's seed. We've never been in bondage. That should tell you something if you just concentrate on that right there. We've never been in bondage. No, they were the ones that was bringing the bondage. They were the ones that owned the Roman soldiers. They were Abraham's seed, but they weren't doing the works of Abraham. They were doing the works of Satan. Then in verse 44, he said, you are of your teacher, who is Satan the devil. And whatsoever she, who is your teacher, desires, you will do. She was a murderer from the beginning. Yes, she's the one that was behind the murder, religion that taught Cain to eat pork, to ruin his mind, to bring his mind down to where, as Barack Obama says, 79%, 79% mentally ill, 79, he probably pulled that down some to make it look like there was a few. But I'm telling you, as the Scripture shows, you can see that everyone out there has a disease. everyone, not just one or two. And eventually it starts affecting their minds. And that's what occurred to Cain. She was a murderer. Satan was the one that led it. So she was the murderer behind it. The beginning from the beginning. In the beginning, Satan appeared to Eve and said, Has Yahweh said this to you? That right there should be enough. If somebody says this, you know, your ears should turn red, and you should grit your teeth together and say, "What are you about to tell me? I may not want to hear it." A word against the work. Remember, Yeshua said, "A word against the work will not be forgiven." Keep that in your dirty, nasty mind when you start coming up with things against Yahweh's work that is causing this commotion in the world and causing them to leave these disasters they're all leading themselves into. We're not the ones that's causing babies to be born with guts hanging out of their body. We're not ones that's causing the babies to be born that can't, with a small skull and can't ever develop a brain. We didn't bring that about. Yahweh didn't bring it about in the Garden of Eden. It was the same serpent that's still divining answers for the seven hills of Rome that's leading all the nations today. All nations. Not just one or two. All of them are involved in this right now. And their quartet is their most hope. And they're guiding it, and the quartet is ready. Anytime they say, do it, they're going to do it. And that's exactly what you're shown right here. She was, whatever this teacher tells you to do, that is what you're going to do. Speaking of this whole religious system that is running the world now. And remain not in the truth. Because there is no truth in her. Therefore, when you speak your falsehoods, you speak her words, because she is a liar and a teacher of lies. He's speaking not of the Satan herself, which it fits all this, but the agencies that she brought forth in Genesis and has got all the world involved in those agencies now. Each one fighting for their own life. That's what they think. They're fighting for their own life. They know they're going to be killed if they don't. And they have no knowledge yet of the way to peace, but we are hammering at them with the way to peace. And that's the reason this house is falling. Babylon is fallen. Yet because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you can convict me of sin? If so, if you remember that one on record too, on their records. Remember that? When I was arrested for bringing forth love for every so-called race, every color, when I was convicted... I wasn't convicted of their lies, but they arrested me on lies. But the reason they arrested me was that they saw blacks along 603 and they didn't want any blacks in Callahan County. Imagine that. Well, there's more here now than there was then. Which of you convicts me of sin? And I said... And it went on record and brought out in the, I don't know if they brought it out in the newspapers or not, but it went on record that I said, I have not sinned. And that's the one thing that I'm pleased about. Or something like that. Which of you convicts me of sin? So if I speak the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of Yahweh hears Yahweh's words. That's what Yahshua is talking about in 2:17, Revelations 2:17. He who is of Yahweh hears Yahweh's words, the laws and the prophets. That's the spirit of Yahweh. And if you let that spirit take over in your mind and you start acting on the righteousness that is shown in Yahweh's laws, you will be born again from heaven. Now, you do not hear because you are not of Yahweh. Well, that's the world, not you. You are coming regularly. Look forward to the feast. I think you're going to see some tremendous changes between now and then. The word Pentecost is used, and we're still working on that. This is 2016, which is also shown in that tag number and also in the stone that was given me, saying, "This is your lot." That was shown in there also. There's so many things that Yahweh is showing us secretly because He reveals secrets. Yahweh reveals secrets. Nothing is hidden from Him. You think about it. He knows when the last hair fell from your head. He knows how many hairs you pulled out when you got angry with me and what I was saying. Just pulling your hair out. The hair keeps moving back. But hang in there, brother. Hang in there. We're going to see it. It's not very long. And once this thing is over, you're going to be so joyous. Yahweh shows you're going to be so joyous that you started with Isaiah 58, and then you ended up with Malachi 4. You could write those down and study them. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next leader. I love you!